Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's shaking, Logan?
Wow, you just had an accent on the end of that.
I was trying out what Quint does. What's shaking, Logan? He's always, didn't work. I won't try that
again. It's okay. Well, what are you doing this spring? What are you doing to exercise goal, fitness goal this spring? Because I know you're out there climbing,
goal.
And I just, for the first time I have ever really done it, went to a climbing gym like you did, like you do all the time. And so, like, what do you have goals for this? Do you do climbing outside or is it all inside? I mean, just explain this hobby that you have that you do all the time.
Explain yourself to me.
We're going to Everest. We're going to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I mostly climb indoors. A lot of people who are really into climbing will totally be the outdoor people. And they're the people who, like, live in a van and eat granola every meal. I don't know. They're an interesting breed. And that's typically like sport climbing is more what they get into, which is really technical. Mm-hmm. And you can do that in the gym. So I'll sport climb in the gym, but I don't have the time or discipline truly to be good enough to where I can go out and climb a lot of stuff outside safely.
Like you just like look at a cliff and you're like, I'm going to climb that. That's what people do.
Kind of. So there's different styles to even that. Like there's like crag climbing, which is where you like take extra pieces of metal up with you and you're like making what you clip into in like crevices on the rock, which I will not ever do. That is terrifying.
Okay.
So those people, if they did see a cliff and they're like, I want to climb that. And they felt like they could set it up for crag maybe. Or they free solo it, which I tried once. It didn't go well.
I've seen that movie.
That's a sensitive subject. Yeah. That's a wild subject. Sometimes outside they'll have it.
We're not going to just gloss over that. You have told me this story before,
I
think the podcast listeners need to know that.
Put me on blast. This is fair. So a couple years ago, I was hiking and I was wearing my Chacos and I see a really nice cliff and I said, that looks pretty easy. I'm going to climb that.
I do not know what shoes Chacos are. Is that like sandals?
What? Like the classic sandals everyone wears.
Okay.
Are you
With
serious?
The straps on them and stuff?
You feel like a Chaco guy.
I am not a Chaco guy.
Okay, interesting. So I see it. I start climbing it. I actually end up finishing the climb, and I put my right hand up on this big rock to lean back into it and then was going to, like, hoist up on the cliff and then walk down, like, the actual path. And when I put all my weight on that rock, it shifted. And so I fell, like, 15 to 20 feet.
Oh,
I don't know exactly how far because you know how everything, like, is kind of a blur.
And you're by yourself at this point?
No, I was with someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with actually a Young Life kid of mine. So they had gotten their intermediate, so like their permit in Kentucky, then you can start driving by yourself with the intermediate. They had gotten that like 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey, we're going to go to the ER. Can you drive me? And I like hand her my keys. We go to the ER. I ended up breaking. I had a hairline fracture on like my wrist and elbow, but those weren't that bad. And then I like completely broke my heel, which I didn't know was a thing you could do.
That sounds
and it was
awful.
Terrible. And I didn't
that
walk
was the
for
last
4 months.
You climbed outside.
No, but it's the last time I looked at a cliff and said, I'm going to go 15 feet up that cliff for sure. And probably, hopefully, will always be the last time.
Wow.
The beggar to spare you, Debbie, please, but you can't stop Debbie Downer.
Not my greatest moment.
Yeah.
And
I think I'll stick to doing the one time that I did inside. It was actually really fun. It was fun to, like, you know, climb it. And the bouldering, where it's like you don't have the harness on, but there's like these huge mats under you so you don't fall 15 feet and break your heel. That was pretty fun too. But
you liked
really
bouldering?
Hard. Yeah, I did, but it was really hard.
It
was very difficult.
I feel like it's a lot harder than the normal climbing on ropes, like top rope.
Mm-hmm. All these rings.
But you were a beast because you told me you were climbing like a 5'7" for anyone out there who knows climbing stuff on your first day in the gym. Was it or 5'8"?
I got a 5'8". I did one 5'8".
5'8". That's what impressed me. Like 5'8"'s not bad.
I don't know what that means, but it was fun.
5'8"'s not bad. So I'm waiting for you to start your membership at LEF and We'll go climb after work.
Okay, well.
I think you could be good at it.
Fair enough. Okay, we got to move on. We got to get some housekeeping odds and ends. Sponsored this episode and all episodes by Joule Financial, J-O-U-L-E financial.com. Check us out. You can see all the different things we're putting out. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's really interesting to see all of the different things we're writing about the markets. We do a weekly review where we kind of break down what's going on in the world, break down the news headlines that you're seeing regularly. Send us questions, podcast@diymoney.org. We need those questions. Fill up our queue for us, please. And then check us out on the social medias. It is DIY Money Podcast on all your different socials. Okay, we have a good question today, and we want to get right to it. So what do you got, Lily?
DIY!
Hi, DIY Money. My name is Lily. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. My question is about how to best invest a large sum of money relatively safely for a year. My fiance and I just got engaged and we're looking to get married in fall of 2025. We already have the money to pay for a wedding, but instead of just holding it in a savings account, I wanted to see if we could invest it in something low risk for a year before we actually need to start using it for down payments. This will likely be in the ballpark of around $20,000. The only debt we have is for one car payment and a mortgage. Thanks, team.
Okay, this is a great question, Lily, and it really goes to something we say all the time on the podcast. If it is 5 years or less, do not invest. So, meaning when we say invest, you invest in something that has risk, which means there's downside. Like you could lose money on that investment. So you said something along the lines of something that's not too risky. Well, we actually prefer something that has basically no risk. If you are investing something that's under 5 years that you know you're going to need the money for, and you already have the money set aside, because what you don't want, the worst possible situation is that you have, let's call it, you know, you said $20,000 or whatever it is that you are needing in a year. And you go a year later and the market has been down or something like that, and you only have $18,000 now. And now you're taking the money out potentially at a lower time in the market, a bad time to take that money out because you need the money. You need to use it. So it causes you to make poor financial decisions if you have something that is risky within a five-year window. And it can give you into a situation where you're trying to buy a house or there's some kind of thing that's happening where you need money and now that money's not there and not available. So we recommend something that's risk-free versus something that has a little risk or something that is more aggressive than that. So we're not talking about stocks. We're not talking about equities on this episode. Even ETFs, mutual funds, we're not talking about that necessarily. We're talking about things that are risk-free. Allie, what kind of things are you thinking about whenever I say that?
Here's my advice. Have a little faith. And if that doesn't work, a lot of mimosas.
I like that. Here's what I think. Here's why I picked this question, honestly. I think that a lot of times we'll kind of stop the conversation. We've talked about some of these different tools a few times and how to have an emergency fund, which is kind of how I would treat excess cash that you need in a year. We talk about that a little bit and then we kind of stop the conversation. Why I like this question is the opposite side of that is I also don't think the answer is put it into a checking account and that way you don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah, or a savings account that's paying you 0.001%.
Right, right. So there are a lot of different tools that you can use that's a middle ground where you're taking on very, very little to no risk, but actually getting a little bit of a return. And I wanted to make a point to say the answer to 1 year or less expenses is not always that checking or savings vehicle. The expression I'm sure a lot of you have heard, if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. So if you're really diligent about making a little bit of interest or a little bit safely on your principal on this $20,000, and you have that same mentality about your whole portfolio and every different avenue that you have money invested, then in the long run, it's going to make a huge difference in your overall plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I took my car, you know this, a couple days ago down to this shop, and it's like a little mom and pop kind of shop. And so when they texted me, that's when you know it's small, that my car was ready. They're like, hey, if you pay cash, this is the amount. And if you pay like credit or debit card, then it's this. And I was like, it made me sick. There was a $20 credit card fee.
Wow.
And it wasn't even that like that expensive of a car bill. And so I was like, how am I going to get cash or check to pay for this car. Like, I'm not paying $20 just because they're swiping my card. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. So I go in the shop and I'm like, hey, like, I guess I'll pay card. Like, I don't have my checkbook and I can't go home to get it because you have my car. And he was like, well, you know, if you want, I can run your card and then you can go to the bank and get money and then come back and I'll reimburse your card.
This is an interesting thing they got going. They do not want you to use card.
Well, I think he was fine with it. I think he was just like, huh, someone who cares. This is interesting. So I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just pay card. And then as he's swiping my card, something inside of me was like, no, I am not paying $20 for the convenience.
Yep.
I'm going to the bank. So I was like, you know what? I'll be back.
Look, I don't have time to play around, okay? So how much is it?
All of it.
So I drive over to the bank. I get it. I come back. And he was like shocked that I cared. And he was like, I was like, I wish I knew before. Like, I totally would have brought a check. Next time if I bring my card here, I totally will. Thanks for doing this. And he was like, to be honest with you, there are so few people who care. And they're like, most people don't even bat an eye. And he was like, I'm the same way. And that like kind of stuck with me where I was like, you know, if I'm saving $20 picking up my car that other people aren't, and I'm doing that consistently, even if it's $20 a week, I mean, that's $1,200 a year right there.
That's going to add up
just
very quick, right?
Being really intentional. So,
does your sheriff think of your business practices?
I would say that. I would say take care of the pennies, let the dollars take care of themselves. And so to get a little bit more interest and try to take care of those pennies, you could use something like a money market or put it in bonds if you know exactly when you need the money, CDs or treasuries, something like that. But make sure, like Logan said, don't put it into the market. Don't play the game, gamble, and potentially lose some of that when you need it. And you'll just be kicking yourself when the wedding comes.
Yeah, and go back and listen to some of the different episodes we have about CDs or treasuries or money markets. A high-yield savings account, too, for people that are sitting out there and they have that savings account right now that's paying 0.1% or paying a very low percentage just to hold your emergency fund, or if you have funds for a near-term goal that are sitting there. There's money out there that is you're basically walking past by not opening a high yield savings account. Still FDIC insured. You can look up these at, you know, an Ally Bank, a Capital One. There's so many different ones. You'd use Discover, I think. There's so many different places where you can get a high yield savings account that's paying over 4% right now just for having your money sitting in the savings versus what you're getting if nothing in your savings account. So definitely look into those. A treasury bond, I think, is a great option. CDs as well. Obviously, CDs you can get at your bank. Treasury bonds, you can get at just a brokerage account. So you can open a brokerage account at a Fidelity, a Charles Schwab, so many of these other brokers. And you can go in and actually buy a bond. I know this is like check writing for young people. It's like people don't actually buy bonds very often, but you can actually buy a one-year United States Treasury bond that will mature after that year period and will pay you whatever the interest rate at the time is. A one-year right now is paying right around 5%. So you get a nice amount of interest on that bond as it comes up to maturity. So definitely look into those different areas. It's really important that you get that savings. So I love the question from you, Lily. I would go with one of those options: money market, treasury bonds, high yield savings, or even a CD at your bank. The only thing I don't like about CDs is that they sometimes have a penalty if you needed that money any earlier. It doesn't sound like that's the case in this situation, but look into those options, pick which one's best, and look back at our previous episodes because we talk a lot about these different things, but it's very, very important to utilize them.
You know, whether you buy it for cash or have them take it out of your paycheck, every United States bond makes you a business partner with Uncle Sam.
If you ask me, John, he's a pretty good partner to have.
Well, there's nothing better.
All right. Thanks so much, Lily, for sending in your question. The secret to wealth is really very simple. Live on less than you make. Watch the pennies. The dollars will follow. Do it for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.